Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A Topeka man is behind bars after being arrested and charged with the rape of a minor. Here's Roxanne Stewart with the details.
In speaking with WIBW, the Topeka PD said Wednesday officers were called to a home in East Topeka, and when they arrived, they were told that Kevin J. Benitez, 19, of Topeka, had raped a minor. Officers investigated, located Benitez, and booked him into the Shawnee County Jail on charges of rape of a minor, as well as warrants outstanding in Topeka and Pottawatomie County. Benitez remains in custody on $1 million bond on the rape and just under $4,400 on the warrants.
In less than 2 weeks, you'll be able to witness the annual Perseid Meteor Shower. It takes place as the Earth crosses into the debris trail of the parent comets with Tuttle. The peak nights for the shower will be August 12th and 13th, the prime time in Kansas to watch around midnight. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. 95% of the 2023 Kansas wheat harvest is complete, lasting an unprecedented 2 months in some areas of the state. The last remaining farmers are cutting along the Oklahoma border, and others are cutting so that they can report their numbers to crop insurance. According to Mid-Kansas Co-op, the most consistently reported top wheat variety was AgriPro's Bob Dole Seed, which was developed by Kansas State University. Justin Gilpin, the CEO of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers and the Kansas Wheat Commission, stated that it's a newer release that actually was the third most popular variety in the state this year, and he said he thinks it's going to gain some more interest this fall. Heavy rains after the 4th of July filled some wheat heads, but also brought flushes of weeds. Gilpin said the weather kind of did a 180 on them about the middle of May, which was a little late, and unfortunately, wheat got abandoned in southwest Kansas. However, there was some wheat that wasn't as far along in maturity in northwest Kansas that was able to benefit from the rain, and the rain was great to replenish a lot of really drought-stricken subsoil. The good news is the fall wheat crop looks good, even with extended periods of triple-digit heat threatening the crop during a critical growth period. Gilpin said the moisture has been great for the spring-planted crops to be harvested this fall, and one of the things the heat has probably done with the corn crop that's planted is it's really sped up the maturity just in the last 10 days of this corn crop. This year's harvest will total 208 million bushels on 6.5 million acres, the smallest Kansas wheat crop since 1966, though Gilpin added that he's encouraged that soil moisture profiles are looking good, and Kansas farmers are more optimistic about next year's wheat crop. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development reminds Kansans that they are developing a comprehensive strategic plan to expand broadband infrastructure statewide and ensure every Kansan has access to reliable high-speed internet. To assist in this and provide accurate data for the plan, the department is calling on residents to participate in an important online speed test and survey. The data collected ultimately will help guide allocation of state and federal resources to areas in need. The speed test will measure internet speed, general location, and the IP address while maintaining the privacy of personal information. Participants will also be asked to complete an optional survey that provides vital insights into connectivity patterns, necessary training requirements, and affordability of internet services. While this is not the first initiative of its kind, it is undeniably significant, and greater participation from residents will allow more accurate results. Participants will be asked to take 5 to 7 tests at different times of the day or days of the week. To participate, residents should visit the official website of the initiative, broadbandks.com, where they can complete a quick and simple online speed test. And this test, which only takes a few minutes, will provide valuable data on internet connectivity throughout the state. Kansas State University recently released the Kansas Wheat Variety Guide 2023 to aid producers in making the critical selection of which varieties will best match the needs of their operations. This annual publication provides detailed ratings for agronomic characteristics, light maturity, height, drought tolerance, and straw strength, as well as resistance to different diseases. And the ratings are compiled based on the results of field and greenhouse tests by both public and private wheat researchers. Individual variety analysis includes these ratings as well as pedigree, geographic adaptation, strengths and weaknesses. And the publication also includes suggestions for how producers can use these ratings to minimize production problems and yield losses, as this information includes differences in how each variety varies in potential performance across different geographic regions and soil types. To learn more about how to put this guide to work in selecting wheat varieties, you can find the full wheat variety guide and other resources at kswheat.com/wheatrx. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday in Trigo County, a 2014 Dodge Ram driven by 72-year-old Richard E. Hubbard of Hill City was eastbound on Interstate 70 just east of the Ogalla exit. The driver lost control in the rain, and the pickup struck the guardrail, traveled up and over the guardrail, rotated towards the west, and rolled. EMS transported Hubbard to Hayes Medical Center, and according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, he was properly restrained. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will receive nearly $5 million from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to better identify and support individuals with the greatest risk of diabetes and to reduce the overall burden. Joan Duvey, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer, said this funding will be instrumental in allowing them to work with their partners to improve access to quality care and resources Kansans need to live longer, healthier lives. These efforts are all part of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Community Clinical Linkages Project, which will work with Kansans who are disproportionately impacted by diabetes. In Kansas, an estimated 1 in 10 adults have been diagnosed with diabetes, with an estimated $2.4 billion in direct medical expenses and indirect costs each year, like the loss of productivity due to diabetes. People with diabetes are also more likely to have other chronic diseases, like heart disease, kidney disease, and nerve damage, and they're also more likely to experience the social impacts of depression, mental illness, and increased financial burden on health care costs. This project includes promoting and supporting health behaviors for people with diabetes and those at risk for type 2 diabetes, partnering with communities to increase and sustain local diabetes prevention and diabetes management programs, and engaging employers and insurers to improve coverage for prevention and management classes. For more information, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. The Kansas Highway Patrol is working to ensure students are safe on their travels to and from school, as every July and August, the Kansas Highway Patrol troopers partner with school districts across the state to check all school buses and ensure they are in proper working condition. Troopers will check the buses until the beginning of the school session to make sure the vehicles will safely load, transport, and unload students, with troopers checking the lights, emergency exits, tires, windshield wipers, fire extinguishers, first aid kits, and emergency spill kits. Kansas Highway Patrol Captain Candace Breshears said they owe it to the family members and their children to make sure these kids arrive to and from their destinations safely. And by partnering with school districts across Kansas, they can ensure that they are taking the proper steps to keep Kansas children safe. A decal will be placed in the lower driver's side corner of the windshield for any bus or school vehicle passing inspection, and vehicles that do not comply with safety regulations cannot be used to transport students until all the defects are corrected and a trooper rechecks the vehicle. In 2022, the patrol inspected 10,812 buses and other school vehicles for defects. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC. New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A groundbreaking ceremony for a new plant research facility features partnership between USDA and land-grant university scientists, a partnership well over nine decades old. Rod Bain has more in this report.
Joint research on plant science between USDA and a land-grant university.
Imagine a farmer far, far away from here. Imagine that farmer receiving assistance and help because research was done here at WSU that allows them to be able to feed their village or their community. That's what this facility is all about.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and other USDA officials on the campus of Washington State University earlier this week at the groundbreaking ceremony for a new plant science building. One housing scientists from USDA's Agricultural Research Service and WSU. This is the latest collaboration in an over 90-year partnership between the two institutions, with research efforts at the new site focused on wheat, legumes, and dryland and irrigated farming. The secretary remains in the Pacific Northwest the remainder of the week, attending the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Seattle. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And looking at the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map for Kansas, showing very little, if any, change from last week's numbers. Still, 88% of the state is abnormally dry or in drought conditions. About 71.5% of the state is in drought conditions. That's about a 4/10 of a drop from this past week. That is about literally the only change that we see. Hot temperatures, of course, really negated some of the rains that fell this past week overall. As far as the drought monitor, the bulk of the worst areas are in central into south central and southeast Kansas. This is the Kansas
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little relief from the very hot temperatures for parts of our state today and tomorrow. A slightly cooler air along with some cloud cover move in behind that stationary front that's been parked over our area for the last few days. Some precipitation expected today along with another round of severe thunderstorms possible in our western and central counties this afternoon. The big issue with today's storms will be damaging wind, and we could also see some large hail. We'll be on a gradual cooling trend statewide as we get closer to the weekend, and by Sunday, temperatures should be at or below the 90-degree mark for the whole region. On the map, heading into this afternoon, that stationary front that's been hanging around is over south-central Kansas. We have a low over northern Oklahoma and also a high-pressure system in the central Rockies. Plenty of warm and humid air available near the surface. 80s and 90s across our northern counties today, but things stay hotter across southern Kansas, 100 to 105 for the afternoon. Along the front, showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and into the evening. We have favorable wind shear helping a few of those storms get to severe levels with damaging straight-line wind over 70 miles an hour possible in the central and western counties. Hail may also be an issue, mainly over our far western counties. Showers and thunderstorms hanging around through the overnight hours, and then a few lingering showers Friday morning over the northeast counties. Another round of showers and thunderstorms expected just about statewide tomorrow afternoon, and slightly cooler. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 80s to low 90s, and tonight we're in the low to mid 60s. Low to mid 90s north central, upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight. Northeast, mid to upper 80s and low 70s overnight. Low to mid 90s in the southwestern counties, tonight's lows in the mid 60s. Upper 90s to low 100s south central and low 70s for the overnight. Low 100s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire.